What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Snapback Sports Pod. On this episode, we're talking NBA resuming, question mark, exclamation point, sports are back, question mark, question mark. Dak Prescott turns down an offer that is very questionable. And we'll talk about golf a little. Snapback fam, let's get it.
Blue Wire.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles.
A blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant put the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman. Joining me today, as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what's going on?
Happy Memorial Day.
Is it Memorial Day? Weekend? Tomorrow. Yeah, wow. Tomorrow. All right, thank you.
So when the time this comes out, Memorial Day, it's sad to see it's almost over. Don't cry because it happened. What, how's that thing go? Don't cry because it's almost over. Smile because it's happened. Memorial Day 2020. I'll be grilling tomorrow or today when the episode drops. So I feel like that's like the only way really to celebrate Memorial Day.
Maybe I mean, based off my reaction, you can kind of tell. It does not feel like a holiday weekend.
Telling me you're not going to throw a little shrimp on the Bobby tomorrow?
Maybe some shrimp on the Barbie. You know what would make it feel like a holiday? If we could get some sports in our life.
But is it on behind? Oh, I didn't turn my TV on behind me. There's sports on right now.
There's some golf between two amateurs and two washed up professional players.
Who's who?
That's a good point.
But speaking of the golf tournament, so it's Tom and Phil versus Peyton and Tiger. I think I need to add betting against Tom Brady on like my interest for my resume.
You bet against Tom Brady.
Dude, and I think this is only the start of something special with this upcoming year with the Bucks. Because when he was on the Patriots, I always said, you can't bet against the Patriots. And I stick with that. You can't bet against the Patriots. There was never such thing as you can't bet against Tom. Well, at least there wasn't for me.
You're obsessed with Belichick over Brady. Obsessed. Oh, yeah. Obsessed.
Big time.
That's going to be a great narrative during this season because
You're all in on what?
Oh, and Brady. I'm saying narrative for our podcast.
No, but – oh, so you think it was more Brady than Belichick?
Yeah.
Oh, you idiot.
Well, just based on the fact that Belichick got fired and was a terrible coach without Tom Brady. Oh, he had one season with Matt Cassell. He went 10-6. All right,
his last name is Castle. You just said Cassell.
It's Cassell.
No, you're thinking of Sam Cassell.
No, Matt – they're cousins.
No.
Yep.
Maybe Sam Cassell is spiraling out of control right now.
It doesn't matter. Point is, there's three seasons when Belichick's a bad coach, and there's one where he's good without Brady. That's 25% success rate. I know you're a LeBron fan.
You know you're gonna lose this narrative regardless, right?
Wait, so when the
if Brady outperforms Belichick, right. Belichick was tanking.
Right. Exactly. Right.
So I'm good to go.
Okay. And what about when Brady's 12-4 and in the playoffs?
Well, you had him at 15-1.
That was, okay. So what happens when he's 12-4
Wait a second.
In the playoffs?
Talk about narratives. The biggest narrative is how you spent 4 months last year calling this man a washing machine.
Yeah.
And now you're back?
I watched the playoff game. That he lost.
Okay.
Because of his lack of weapons and lack of offensive line and really bad head coach, actually. Guy should be fired. But he still has some zip on it. Plus, a Tom Brady revenge tour is literally not what I want.
Now, are you saying that because he torched you 2 days ago in Madden in your Super Madden Bros league?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Because he did torch you.
Since they lost in the wild card game, I've actually been back on Brady. But I did call.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that he doesn't play in the AFC anymore?
No, when I said he's washed and trash, it was because he's not the elite quarterback that he was, obviously, during his prime. But with the right weapons and pieces around him, he can still be a top 10 quarterback in the league.
Let's play a game.
Uh-huh.
Deshaun Watson or Tom Brady? No, because you flipped, so now I'm curious.
Where?
Oh, shut up.
No. I'm saying in Tampa.
Sure.
Oof. I'm going Tom Brady this year.
Why?
Because I want to...
Deshaun Watson's not that good.
No. Because Tom Brady with weapons, Randy Moss set the season's record for touchdowns in a season. His only other good weapon was Gronkowski, and he was the best tight end of all time.
Yeah, no, basically because Tom Brady knows what to do.
What do you mean?
He just knows what to do. I know, I'm agreeing with you. He just, when you give him good players, he knows what to do.
Like, that's what people don't understand is, yes, they've always had a great roster and coaches around him, but he's actually never had a weapon. He made Deion Branch a Super Bowl MVP. He made Welker.
Okay, we're not going to continue this game, but this is a great, what do they call it? Intro into our next discussion. I have a question. Are we sure Deshaun Watson's that much better than Dak Prescott?
We've talked to, oh wow. No.
Are we sure?
But you're low on both. Like, both of them are better than Carson Wentz, you know? So
that's the thing. As an Eagles fan,
yeah.
I'm pretty high on Dak.
Are you?
I think Dak's really good.
He is. I feel like I've never heard that come out of your mouth though. You like to hate on him.
No, I like to root against him.
But I feel like you talk about him like he's not very good.
Well, I have to.
But he is one of the winningest quarterbacks since he's come into the league, which I think is – and everyone's always like, oh, but he went 8-8 last year. Okay, he didn't have a good
season.
The
reason I endorse Dallas to pay Dak all this money isn't because I think he's bad.
Right.
It's because I think no matter what they're going to pay him – so I hope he gets as much money as possible just to fuck over their salary cap.
Right. So that is the first time I'm kind of hearing it from that angle. Normally you're saying it because you're like, give Dak Prescott a lot of money.
No. I really think Dak is good.
He is good. I don't know what's going on right now. You're kind of bugging me out. Should we talk about Dak Prescott's contract?
Let's do it.
So Schefter or Mort or one of the big dogs, one of those, you know, ESPN personalities.
This is very gray right now.
They're denying any report, but Chris Sims is sticking to it. So we can only.
What kind of hold does Chris Sims have in
this? I don't know. We can only react to what we hear. But Dak Prescott got what, 45 mil? No.
No, he wants 45, but the trick is he wants 45 in the last year of his contract.
Okay. Why is that like such a bugaboo?
Because I think that has to do more with the guaranteed money at the end of the contract, but I'm no math guy. But he turned down a 5 for $175. Jack, you're supposed to be typing that into a calculator for annual value.
175 divided by 5. 35. That's what I said.
$1 million a year annually, but obviously all that matters is guaranteed money. And that was the weird thing about this deal, is that the overall contract was announced, but the guaranteed money wasn't announced.
Because it's fake news contract, Chris Sims. Chris Sims is fake news, isn't he?
Could be fake news.
Or Mr. Jerry Jones, living in his rocket ship, put this out there to make Dak look bad because the leverage is already on Dallas's side a little bit, right? They brought in Andy Dalton. You are high on Andy Dalton for whatever reason.
Am I high on Andy Dalton?
You just think he gets a bad rap.
I think the whole Bengals – Dalton, everyone gets a bad rap. That team was like a playoff team for 3 years. It just was Marvin Lewis is the biggest loser in the world, so they didn't win a playoff game. And I think Dalton got hurt for a game or something. Like,
I really am not going to sit here and let you just justify the Bengals. Like, they're notoriously one of the worst franchises in sports.
They're going to win more games than the Eagles this year, though.
Bet me right now.
How much?
Anything.
How much?
$500.
$500? I get
straight up.
Oh, straight up, no handicap.
Oh, here it goes. You just said that not knowing I would throw that out, but now that
– Bro, what out? I'm saying it's not a fair bet to do it straight up.
Right, but you believe it.
Nah, I think that their offense is going to be serious this year.
Cincy?
Yeah.
Seriously what?
Seriously good.
Excuse me?
Do you know their offensive weapons?
Educate me.
Joseph Burrow, III.
Okay.
Joseph Mixon.
What has Joe Burrow done?
Joe Burrow, he won a national championship. He's going to be rookie of the year. Joe, you have the rookie of the year.
A lot of people won national championships.
Not as quarterbacks. Joe Mixon.
One wins
Joe
every
Mixon.
Year.
Joe Mixon over the past 4 years has been a very
good one. Unfortunately, NFL defenses know how to stop a stretch. So I don't worry about Joe Mixon. No, I have a
problem. Mixon's good. And Gio Bernard's a good receiving back.
Yeah, he's 40. Continue.
40? Gio Bernard's 26 years old.
You just pulled that 26.
Gio Bernard, how old do you think he is?
30.
Okay. You want to bet 500 on that? Gio Bernard is 26 years old. Maybe younger. Maybe 25. How old is he?
28.
No, he's not.
I mean, you want to call him?
Yes, I do. I'll call Mixon right now.
Giovanni Bernard, born November 22nd, 1991.
Damn, Gio's getting old.
Dude, he's been there for like 15 years.
No, he hasn't.
Feels like he's always there. Gio Bernard's been there for 20 years, as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Gio Bernard, Mixon, Burrow. Tyler Boyd is serious.
Oh, he's, yeah, cool.
He's very good as a number two.
You've been playing so much.
AJ Green.
You've been playing, he's also 30 and can't stay healthy.
Yeah, but if he does.
Oh.
And. They have another kid who I'm blanking on right now. If you're a Bengals listener, you're probably screaming through your headphones.
Is it the tight end?
No, it's not Tyford, although he is nasty.
Tyford, no, there's a different guy.
JR3 is back with speed. Speed kills. Don't forget that.
I'm pretty sure like the fastest guy.
Auden Tate. And they drafted T. Higgins.
So, okay.
Eifert's gone. They got C.J. Uzoma.
How many games are the Bengals going to win this year?
Probably not many. They're in the best division in football.
But they're going to win more than the Eagles?
What's funny?
All of this.
You don't think the Ravens are the best division in football? AFC North? Ravens, you have the number one team in the AFC. Steelers, who I think are going to be the third best team in the AFC. Browns, who I know you're in on, 9-10 wins.
Always in on the Browns, baby.
That would make us the best division. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think you're a little higher on the Steelers than I am, and you're definitely a lot higher on the Bengals than I am, and you're honestly definitely a lot higher on the Ravens than I am. So
the only other argument would be NFC West, but I think the Seahawks fall through the.
You know what? I mean, it's all about opinion, obviously, and you hate, but like the NFC North. Oh, what? No, NFC South.
No, Panthers and Falcons stink.
Says who?
And you just said the Bucks aren't going to be good. No, the
Bucks are going to be good.
The top three divisions, AFC North, AFC West should be good. I think that division will be good with the Chiefs.
You're reaching. You're just taking who you think is going to like come out of nowhere this year.
Who's the best division? NFC North?
The NFC South is the best division in football.
The Panthers and Falcons are horrible.
Why?
Because
Falcons are every other year.
I'm reaching. All right.
The Falcons sneakily won 7 games last year. I feel like they won a lot.
So did the Jets.
Well, the Jets, they were supposed to make the playoffs. You remember
them
that?
Them and the Raiders. Yep. Them and the Raiders.
They were on the in the hunt graphic for a little while.
A while. Everyone was in the hunt. And, dude, how long are the in the hunt graphics going to be this year?
Oh, because there's 7 teams?
There's 7 teams.
As long as you're not a top 5 pick, you're probably in the hunt.
100% week 16 with 2 games to play. If you're out of the hunt, you're a top 5 pick in the draft. Like, you have no – that's crazy. All right. I don't even remember what the point – Dak Prescott contract, yeah, sign the deal. Like, that's it. It's as simple as that.
But, like, do you think like, – okay, so he's asking for this crazy deal. Do you think he'd actually walk? Because
where's
in
he
my
walking to
dude anywhere, well, anywhere. Like
who's
you said,
signing him to that deal?
Teams that are desperate.
Maybe he goes to the factory. Maybe he goes to the quarterback factory, despite the Cowboys. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, always could use some workers in the factory. I kind of just got to back that up now. You know, get behind that. But if Dak Prescott hits free agency, he will be the biggest name in free agency in, I don't know, a long time.
Literally Tom Brady this year would be bigger than Dak Prescott in terms of names.
Okay, let me change it up. Not as big, as highly coveted.
As highly coveted? I disagree.
What?
Flacco was on the market last year, dude.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, the Jets got a franchise quarterback.
Quarterback controversy brewing in New York. My point is with Dak Prescott, that any team with what he's done in the NFL so far, you're saying he's the most winningest quarterback, which he may be.
No, he's not. He's one of.
One of. Cool. I'm one of, you know, probably. No,
you're
cool.
You're not really one of much.
Yeah, I'm working on that. Where was I going with that?
I don't know. You're trying to say Dak's really good and people.
Oh, yeah. So he hasn't missed a game for Dallas. He started every single game. He's shown he's reliable. He's shown he can win, sort of, I guess. Why wouldn't any team in the NFL want him?
Because they all have quarterbacks and they know and they listen to this podcast and they know if you pay a quarterback $40 million a year, you can't win a Super Bowl.
If you pay a running back anything a year, you can't win a Super Bowl.
That's also true. Just take your rookies.
Unless he's Austin Eckler.
Three down backs. All right. To the NBA, you got another point? You can make a point.
I think Dallas should trade Zeke.
No, dude.
In a few years.
Sorry. And by no, I meant to say no shit.
In a few years.
When he's
26 years old.
No, they need to trade him today.
Dak, bolster up that defense.
I'll tell you why they need to pay him today. I'll tell you why the Dallas Cowboys need to trade Ezekiel Elliott today. They can trade Ezekiel Elliott and clear $20 million in cap to use for that defense because Tony Pollard can be 90% as effective as Ezekiel Elliott can. And that's just facts. And then you can pay your quarterback. You have Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb. They need to replace the center, Travis Frederick, but that O-line is nasty.
Center Travis Frederick retired.
That's what I said. You need to replace Travis Frederick, but that rest
of the – I thought you said release.
No. But the rest of the O-line is nasty. And then you need to get defensive players on the side of the ball. The division is a cakewalk if you're half competent and can win 10 games.
You had me till there.
I mean, do you disagree? If the Eagles win 10 games, how would you feel about that division? You feel pretty good.
I feel like we underachieved.
But you would feel like you won the division. If I told you next year the Eagles win 10 games, you don't think you win the
division? I don't think we're a lock.
Right. Okay.
Because I think Dallas can win 10 games. And then it might come down to a tiebreaker.
Whoever wins
10 games. I think the Eagles and Dallas could win 10 games.
Well, they won't. But anyways, they need to trade Ezekiel Elliott because you can't pay. Zeke's not even a three-down back. You're a GM.
What do you mean Zeke's not a three-down back?
He's not a receiving back. He's a very average. Every week I see his props for receiving. 22.5 yards, 2.5 catches. That's not a receiving back. Christian McCaffrey is a three-down back. Saquon Barkley is a three-down back. Pull up Ezekiel Elliott's stats. You can pull up.
Oh, don't you worry.
I'd rather have Austin Eckler. I'd rather have Tony Pollard on a rookie deal, have Dak under contract, Coop paid, and more help on defense. That's what I would do if I were the Dallas Cowboys.
Dude, my phone is so jacked up. I hate technology.
You are so bad at technology.
No, I'm really good, dude. And I also majored in something that was sort of technology related.
What was your major?
Management information systems. Puzzles.
Is that I don't know. Is that, you know? How do I look up receiving? All right, here we go.
Look up receptions.
Ready? Let's see when we get to Ezekiel Elliott. Christian McCaffrey, 62 a game. Austin Eckler, shatter Austin Eckler.
I'm not talking about yards. Talk to me about reception.
No, I'm talking about yards. What do you mean? What do you want to talk about?
Because a three down back, you get a guy like Zeke Elliott in there on third and two, and you have the option of running or throwing, and he picks up like 4 yards. He's still a receiving back. He can catch the ball.
That's my point, is you're not getting the receiving production that you get out of a third down back when you have someone like Austin Eckler, 62 a game.
Third down back.
Timeout. I'm talking
a three down back.
Three down back is what I'm talking
about. Okay, well, a three down back has to play third down.
Right.
So,
And I'll name you three down backs. McCaffrey, 62 a game receiving. Eckler, 62 a game receiving. Kamara, 38 a game. Not someone I would typically say, but I mean, this is why you go to the numbers. Dalvin Cook, 37 a game receiving. That actually shocks me. Kareem Hunt, like, that's a perfect example of a three down back.
Fournette, 50 plus receptions last year.
Hold on. We're going down the list. 34 for Fournette. That shocked me. Saquon right there. 34. Le'Veon, another three down back. Still shouldn't have paid him. Aaron Jones. And that's just because the pack. You have to get to number 16. Second half, 26 a game. 26 yards a game. That's not worth it.
I like the reception stat a little bit more, but to each their own. Nonetheless, trade Zeke.
Trade Ezekiel Elliott, pay Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, just sign the damn contract. All right, to the association we go. Or
do you really think he doesn't sign? Is he that dumb?
That's why I don't know if the offer's real. So are we going to Disney? Am I going to be in Orlando? Like, how do I get some passes? You know when you go to Disney and you can sign up for, like, that skip the line pass? Mm-hmm. You think that gets you courtside?
Well, another strategy that you could go for, and I have practiced with this strategy, went there to Disney senior trip in high school. Me and all my buddies, and we wrote in the group before, we're like, yo, you got any old braces, old cast, bring them on the trip. Bring them on. You put those bad boys on, you cut any line.
Really?
Yep.
So you think that'll get you into an NBA game in Orlando?
Well, it worked in Disney once.
Why not? Actually,
I'm on pace.
Are you a Disney or Universal Studios fan?
So I've only recently gotten into roller coasters.
Really?
The past few years. Not a big heights guy.
You're not. Me neither, but I love roller coasters.
I don't know. I did them all on senior trip just so I didn't seem like a little bitch in front of my friends, even though I made it very clear that I was petrified. but I did them. I just haven't been back to an amusement park in so many years, so I haven't put my fear to the test. But I think it depends on the coaster.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, this would be in Orlando. I just asked because my family lost me in Universal Studios growing up.
Oh.
Yeah, which scarred me for life. But
my family lost me on the Ocean City, Maryland boardwalk.
Shadow.
I lost my family, I should say.
Ocean City, Maryland boardwalk, I saw some pictures. Ton of great coronavirus spreading right now. It's absolutely
packed. I mean, the nicer the weather gets, it's only going to continue.
And all right, we're not talking coronavirus. All right, NBA, four options were proposed that the GMs at NBA surveying GMs on how to restart the season. Doesn't really make sense why a GM would get to make this pick. I feel like that's owner or president or team or something. But here are the four options, and we're going to talk which option would you select. The NBA has 16 teams that are currently in the playoffs go straight to the playoffs. Playoff Plus featuring 18, 20, 22, or 24 teams.
So wait, let me stop you there. Let's just do a little math. 9 seeds, 10, 11, 12 in each conference. Continue.
There you go. resuming regular season with all teams. So that, I think they're probably worried about getting – into NFL season if they're going to finish out the regular season. 30-team play-in tournament. I choose option number 4. Let's go next.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
We lost out on March Madness. Like, who wouldn't want this?
Yeah, me, but...
Why?
Because the Sixers always have those teams that they just, like, you can't leave. We haven't won in Washington since... I mean, this is in Orlando, not Washington, but we haven't won in... But why don't you take the let's take the 24 team thing. You're the 12th seed. You're the 12th seed right now. You think?
Are we?
Yeah, Giannis in the Garden round one. Are you kidding?
Oh my god!
It's not in the Garden. It's
Giannis in Disney World
round one.
Well, first of all, half our team is like probably loves amusement parks because they're like 17 years old. Kevin Knox coming straight off a dootsy diddle straight onto the court. Are you kidding?
What's a dootsy diddle?
You know, when a loop-de-loop.
What team? What do I want?
Option? Yeah, what do you want?
Probably the least fun one. Regular season resumes.
Really?
All teams. I don't know. I think going straight to the playoffs is asking too much. With how intense playoff basketball is, not that you would know, but I've supported my team throughout the years in playoff basketball. But it gets intense. We know that. The game, whatchamacallit, slows down, bringing it into the half court. I want my guys ready. I don't want to go straight into a series. That being said, I think if the NBA resumes, and when the NBA resumes, apparently, but I still don't think it will, you can throw every narrative that happened before coronavirus out the window. I don't care how dominant the Bucks were. I don't care about Pascal Siakam breaking into his superstardom in his first year and taking the Raptors back to the promised land. I don't care about...
You just wanted to be preseason NBA where the Sixers were the favorite.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Because Jalen Rose was on Get Up the other day and said, if there's one team to look out for going into the new NBA season, who would that be? And my God, he said the Philadelphia 76ers. And are you sitting down? I happen to agree. Healthy, Ben Simmons. He's been playing video games.
You just said a name. You gave healthy Ben Simmons.
What? Yeah, this is a list of why the Sixers are
right. But are you saying a healthy Ben Simmons or everyone's healthy?
Everyone.
And you have Ben Simmons
as correct. If
you the didn't have Ben Simmons for the first 50 games.
Well, no, we didn't have him. He was his back was hurt, so healthy.
And but for the first 50 games, he wasn't hurt.
No, I think he got hurt in like the 40th or something.
Oh, okay. So you guys were first in the East before he got hurt.
Honestly, I don't want this NBA season to happen. I don't want heartbreak. I don't want heartbreak.
I feel like it'll be less heartbreak, though.
Nonetheless, I think – what do you mean it'll be less heartbreak? Just because, like, you're not really expecting much. It's just this is extracurricular.
Yeah, it's gravy. It's gravy.
Yeah, until we win a first round and I'm juiced up, ready to go. But I
do agree with you. You can't go straight into the playoffs, but would making it 22 teams and letting the Bucks walk through the Knicks help with that? You know, like, does it make it feel less like playoffs, or is the fact that the 3 seed in the West, who I don't know who it is, it's Lakers, Clippers, probably like Mavs,
Denver
or the Jazz, them playing the Pelicans round one, like, is getting dunked on by Zion really easing back into it? I don't really know.
It's probably what the fans want, but right now the 3 seed in the West
is the Nuggets.
The Denver Nuggets. I even forgot they existed, honestly.
I'm a fan of cutting off everyone who's not in right now. No one's going to make a push in the playoffs. I'm sorry for all the Pelicans fans out there. The Pelicans weren't making the playoffs. I'm the math guy on the podcast. Here's how it works. Let me actually pull this up. All right, here's why the Pelicans are not making the playoffs. They're 3.5 games back with about 17 games to play. The Grizzlies are a 500 team. So assuming...
Because so many numbers.
Jaren Jackson was hurt a little before the break, but he would be back. So assuming the Grizzlies finish out 41-41, that would mean that the Pelicans would have to finish out the season 13-5. They actually do have an easy schedule down the stretch, but you don't get a team that won 44% of their games going to win 60%+ of their games. So Pelicans aren't making the playoffs. I hate to say it. Our boy CJ McCollum, you're not making the playoffs. The top 8 in both conferences are pretty much locked. I think even more so in the East. Yeah, the East, the Magic are up 5.
I have an idea.
So
just came to mind. So a little like mini season, 8 games or 7 each team. The only teams that play are the 16 that are in right now.
That's what
and you
I was
do
about
a little preseason amongst the conferences.
That's what I was about to say.
You think anyone's told Adam over that yet?
Inner conference for seeding. Because there is You like this idea? Let me explain. And I'm coming up with this on the spot
because
I'm smart.
Let me explain. This idea is so dumb.
Why?
Because tell me and then I'll tell you why.
All right. Interconference 4 seeding. Bucks, we're going to play – let's say we play 10 games because your boy Jared Dudley said he probably needs about a 10-game warm-up to get back – into his rhythm of 1.3 points per game. So we're going to play 10 regular season games of only interconference. Or what about this? This is even easier. 8 games, 7 games, you're going to play each team in the conference. Got it? 7 games, and it's just going to affect seeding with the current standing. So, for example, the Pacers and Sixers are tied up at 14 games back. This is going to help separate those because where it landed, you know, especially in the West, where Dallas is 11 games back of LA, but the 4 seed Jazz are only 2.5 games. So 7 games, you play every team once, which will give you a nice look at all those teams. and you get to play for seeding. How about that idea?
Huh? Hate it. Hate it.
Why? Why? That's an amazing idea.
Because you know you're in the – okay, so what if Orlando upsets Milwaukee? How does that affect the seeding?
No. It would just move them up. You're taking their record.
So you're saying if Orlando goes 6-2 in these games, or 5-2 in these games,
they could pass –
they Brooklyn. Could be the 3 seed?
No, they would pass Brooklyn. I'm using the current standings. So the Magic are 23 back. The Nets are 22.5 back.
So hypothetically, the only teams that can move are the ones that are within
the playoffs.
I think it's doing too much at that point. Why? Also,
I think this is the greatest idea I've ever come up with.
Also, I think that if we do this one game snapback season that we just made up on this podcast within the conferences, you'll have teams like Sixers and Boston. It's one game, and they know they're going to be in the playoffs anyway. They're not going to show anything, try anything, do any game plans. It won't. I don't think it incentivizes winning.
You can say that preseason. You can say that, but the Sixers are currently the 6th seed. They get to play. Boston and then Toronto. The Pacers are the 5th seed. You probably want to avoid the 5 because then you got to play the Heat and then Milwaukee. So
how much do teams care about the seeding without their fans at the games? Probably not that much.
A ton. I'm not talking about moving up. I'm talking about matchups.
But that is
a fair point. That is a very good point.
I think seeding thrown out the window.
Home court doesn't matter as much.
Are we talking about value in the Magic? Playing in their home state? Listen, I'm not a gambler. I'm an opportunist.
Uh-huh.
I see an opportunity and I see value. The 8 seed Orlando Magic playing at home. I don't know.
The only team that I'm aware of that's taken a hit over quarantine confirmed is the Jazz. They lost Bogdanovich for the season. And Joe Ingles kind of said he would never play a basketball game again.
What's up with that?
But besides
what happened to the love of the game?
Oh, wait, time out. And Gobert is hated by his entire team. So the Jazz
were never anything.
Well, you know how high I was on the Jazz. Yeah, I know. So that's kind of a bummer. But yeah, I guess Chris Paul would finally get a first round victory. That would be fun. I like my idea.
Chris Paul's won in the first round before.
No, I know. Snapback fam, let us know what you think the best option was. 16 teams in, resume regular season, 18, 20, 22, 24, or 30-team play-in. You don't think for the most fun, 30-team play-in, March Madness is the most fun?
I'm not trying to have fun. I'm trying to win a championship.
Okay, well, you're not going to do that, so you might as well let –
if you're doing 30 teams, you're telling me legitimately March Madness?
No. Not like legit March Madness.
One winner go home every game?
That would be electric.
That would be so sick.
The NBA, they would never agree to it.
Dude, could you imagine a Magic Bucks must watch appointment television winner go?
Well, think about how crazy this
is. Markelle Fultz dunks over Giannis. We're moving on. We're dancing.
It's funny you bring that up. The Magic beat Raptors game one last year.
Yeah.
Imagine if they just knocked him out of the playoffs.
I can't believe the NBA actually might come back. They were saying that.
Yeah, you're very negative.
Dude, it doesn't make sense.
Which is fine. No, but you said no chance NFL fans in the stands. Then there's a report that NFL might have full stands by week one.
Let's just see where I am, Memorial Day 2020. Negative chance there are fans in the stadiums week one.
Negative.
And I don't think the NBA comes back.
I'm starting to feel like
I do not get it. If a player has to sit for 2 weeks when they test positive for why on God's earth would you risk that happening to a LeBron James, to a Ben Simmons, to a Antetokounmpo, them getting Corona in the NBA finals on that stage and having to sit out the finals? If you're saying, okay, the season has an asterisk to it, but a lot of people are – Shaq is saying that, Charles is saying that. The only way it'll have an asterisk is if you get to the NBA Finals and one of these superstars is sitting. because they have coronavirus.
I think you're like very worried about that. Also,
I just think it.
You think they're not just gonna be like, oh, Giannis has corona, we'll let it slide. Like,
that's a fair point. Okay, that's a fair argument. I'm all for commissioners doing like, dirty things.
Right, like concussion. Remember the first round of concussion tests where team doctors. Oh yeah, that dude's fine. Dude literally got his head
crawling on the field. Yo, just tell him to play.
He's fine.
I just don't understand how it happens. Because if one person, it's inevitable that somebody tests positive inside that bubble. It's inevitable. You know how many people they're coming into contact with? Like, let's just think logically. I'm not sure. I want the NBA back, but it just
What if you had? Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough.
You're telling me
my playoff idea is amazing. My playoff idea.
You know what? The only way it might be feasible that the NBA happens, March Madness. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Right. That's what I was about to say. Then you don't need 2 weeks. Let's just play. So 30 teams.
Dude, screw it. Let's do AAU.
How's it work?
Let's do like every – each team plays 7 games a day. Let's just do a 2-day tournament. Let's figure this thing out.
Third, I like the 2-day. That could be sick.
Imagine an AAU style tournament. Speaking of which, though, the Sixers.
Speaking of which, if they did an AAU tournament, it would be I need it just for LeBron excuses and pardons.
Well, the Sixers already won the Yahoo simulation championship.
The Lakers win a title under this. Oh my God, LeBron.
Okay, vice versa. The Lakers win a title under this. LeBron haters like you. I'm not a hater. I think he's the second best of all time.
He is the second best of all time.
They put an asterisk to it. They're going to. They're going to say, oh, it was the corona year. I'm telling you. He either wins it and people put an asterisk to it, or he loses and people like you. Yeah, exactly.
No, but you know, if he wins it, nothing. It's all good. If he loses, oh, the Lakers were first in the West, and now AD is leaving him to go to the Knicks, and it's
so sad.
Do you
realize that?
Watching him moonlight his
career. What we're doing right now, I'm talking about the two sides of the argument if LeBron wins and how it'll make him into a negative person. You're talking about if he loses, people will say that he's positive. This is what LeBron causes in life.
What's he cause?
He separates these two people, me and you, and every situation he's under – there's some way to spin it for both of us. Every stat you can spin.
There's nothing really to spin. If you want it, I've already gone on the
there's
record.
There's nothing to spin.
I've gone on the record and said any title this year is legit. Right. And you won't.
So, you're right, because what if I'm asking
what if the Sixers and LeBron don't win? What are you going to do? Imagine, though.
Bullshit, then.
How?
I have a question. No asterisks at all, right? We get to the finals and it's Lakers, Bucks, and Giannis goes down with corona.
None.
Bang. Let's do it. Let's run the season.
Let's get it. All right.
Because I'm that confident. I'm that confident.
Yeah. And what is your obsession with Giannis getting coronavirus?
Something about Greek ancestors and immune systems.
What?
Notoriously weak immune systems.
Based off what?
Pulling it out of my ass.
Yeah, you're kind of freaking me out. It seems like you're scheming.
Well, it doesn't matter because the NBA is not happening.
All right, Monday mailbag, B_Skibicki. Need to get Abe on the YouTube. Maybe a 1v1 series against him like the one with Casey. So if you're listening to this on Monday,
it has to be 2K, though.
Check the YouTube. I played my brother in the Super Bowl. One of us has blonde hair.
Why do you have a hat on?
Me versus you in 2K, I'd wash you. I've told you so many times how bad you are.
When's the last time you played me?
Doesn't matter. I'm nice. All right, Garrett Knight.
If you're 17, nice, then take that hat off.
Garrett Knight 17. Have you tried to get someone like LeBron or Steph Curry on the pod? If not, why not?
I've DM'd them all.
Yeah. should I call Steph, see what he's up to right now?
You know whose number I think I have? Let's do it. Let's see if this still works. You know whose number I have in my phone that used to work?
Huh.
Shane Victorino.
All right, let's give it a spin.
Let's give him a call.
Put it on speaker up to the mic.
Of course. 7. Okay.
What are we saying if he picks up?
I'll cross that bridge when it comes.
All right. I can't hear it ringing.
Yeah, because I just called him on Microsoft Teams by accident.
What? You have his micro.
Your call has been
forwarded.
Let's try him again.
Hold on. Yeah, because it could be on Do Not Disturb. Yeah. Maybe his phone's dead.
Your call has been
His phone's dead.
Your
His phone's dead. Don't take that one to heart.
Should we call
Nah, we'll call. I like this game though. We'll call random athletes in the future. All right, last question. And this is a good one. Jason.W73. You think the Nets are going to trade for Beal, and what pieces would they give up?
You have to imagine it's Dinwiddie and LeVert, right?
That's what everyone's been saying to me, but Dinwiddie's expiring deal. The deal
he just signed a new deal.
No, he didn't. Dinwiddie's literally doing a Bitcoin fundraiser.
Did you see what happened? He already cut it off.
Did you see what happened?
He stopped it. I saw that.
Yeah. He was trying to raise $24 million and he got $1,100. I mean, it's going to charity, so bless your heart, Spencer Dinwiddie, but that didn't go.
We know what you, exactly.
That didn't go how you thought it would. I've heard Dinwiddie, LeVert, Jared Allen, two first. And my response was Dinwiddie's on an expiring deal. LeVert can only have, what, 2 years max? Jared Allen has potential. He's blocked some shots. Two first, but if you're getting two first from the Nets, theoretically those are going to be essentially second-round picks. So I don't see why the Wizards would do that.
What position are the Wizards in to say no to any deal for Bradley Beal? Like,
John Wall returning, and I have a lot of sports cards of Rui Hachimura.
There it is.
They have some good – like, in theory, John Wall, Brad Beal, Rui isn't the worst – like, it's 100 times better than –
Can I stop you? Can you stop throwing Rui into a core just because you have his card?
No, Rui's good.
Okay.
People don't understand how good Rui is.
Speak it into existence, baby.
You don't – well, this is – I forget. You don't actually watch sports. You just watch Twitter. Have you ever seen Rui Hachimura play a basketball game?
Yeah, because I didn't watch any freaking Wizards game.
Exactly. So you didn't see he was top five.
Okay, but Jack, there's no way to pull him into a core like this team's ready to win now with John Wall and Brad Beal.
No, that's a core because they have Wall and Beal locked up for 4 more years, and you have a rookie who's going to develop into a good player.
You better hope he's a Hall of Famer.
I hope he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think that trade happens. I think that it's just –
I feel like Bradley Beal's name has been floated around for years, and the Wizards every time are just like, we've told you 50 times we're not trading him.
Right. Like, Brad Beal says he doesn't want to be traded. The Wizards say they don't want to trade
Brad back. Beal is weird because he like goes out, gets 50, bitches about losing, gets 50 again, bitches about losing, and then he wants to be in Washington.
They were good when Wall was healthy.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
No, they went to the second round, game seven. Yeah.
Oh, so that makes a good team now?
Good. That's good. That's a good team, second round, game seven.
Not a great team?
No, not a great team.
Okay.
Got it. All right, Snapback fam. That wraps up our podcast. Let us know what you guys think. Should Dak sign? How should the NBA resume?
March Madness.
And check out the YouTube. It's good stuff. And we'll get a 1v1 game versus Abe. You don't have an Xbox or anything, though.
We'll get it in the works.
All right. We'll work that into the contract.
Trying to get Al Horford money, baby.
All right, fam. We'll catch you on Thursday. Much love. Peace.